plenty of stories happening in Las Vegas, and none better to talk to than Ray Brewer of the of your Las Vegas Sun, managing editor, and coming up tomorrow, going to be emceeing, hosting Southern Nevada's high school athletes standout awards. And that was going to be sponsored by the Sun, the Knights, and the Raiders. Ray, what's up, man?
Hey, how are y'all?
Good.
We are doing wonderful. Obviously, a crazy week for Las Vegas, a crazy 6 months, however you want to look at it. First and foremost, before we get into this awards that you're running, let's talk about these Knights, what it means to you, and what are your thoughts on this crazy run that we're living?
Yeah, I mean, I just think that 6 months ago when the team had its first game, you think back to, you know, why it was significant for us, right? We were a few days away from the massacre on the Strip. Mm-hmm. Our town was hurting, and they really brought us together and gave us an opportunity to feel good about ourselves. And then they just started winning and winning, and how awesome has it been that just our community has come together, right? Yeah. That's what pro sports are. We've seen it in other markets for years. You have these teams that go on these magical runs, and you know, we wait up at night and we see the scores and we want to get close to the team, and now we're getting this in year one. We're so spoiled, we're so happy to be part of it, and I just love the way our town has reacted and how we're all in on the Knights. You drive around town, whether it's the airport or the highway, and you see, you know, Knights logos everywhere. You go to Costco and people are fighting for the last cotton t-shirt with the Knights logo on it. So it's been awesome, man.
Yeah, when you look at this story, right, where does it rank for you? Because obviously you've been a sports fan a long time, and you've been around the Valley a long time, and there's obviously lots of stories to pull from, but none Vegas-centric. Obviously this is an important story to the Valley, but what about on a bigger scale, right? Where does this story rank in the pantheon of kind of just crazy sports stories throughout your life?
You know, it's got to be near the top. I mean, you look at the odds, right? At one point, they were 500-1 to win the Stanley Cup, and now they're actually in the Stanley Cup. So, sheer numbers wise, I mean, this would have to be near the top. I do remember, you know, growing up, this was the boxing capital of the world, right? Kind of our first pro sport, and there was that day when we all woke up, and you know, Buster Douglas had knocked out Mike Tyson in Japan, and we were like, "What happened?" Because we just got Mike Tyson's punch out on Nintendo. Right, and Tyson was knocking everybody out. So, you know, that was kind of like, okay, that's why they play the games type of thing. And, you know, throughout the years, even if you go back to last fall, right, UNLV football had a pretty bad loss to, you know, a sub-level football team in Howard. So those are things that, you know, across, you know, your memories as a sports guy in Vegas that, you know, pops up right away.
What do you, and we're here with Ray Brewer from the Las Vegas Sun, what do you say to people who throw that argument out that Vegas hasn't suffered enough? Like, this is somehow bad that there hasn't been this struggle and the thirst for a championship isn't real because this is the first major league franchise this city's had.
Well, I'd say that's why we play the games, right? I mean, yeah, we haven't suffered enough, but we did kind of suffer there on October 1, and this team has really responded and given us something to be proud of. And I think when you look at it in that context, I think that answers that question. But, I mean, that's one of the things with sports. Case Kiefer, who I work with at the Sun, I'm always into, like, history, right? We talk about, like, a high school football game, and mm-hmm. I'm like, well, there's no way that Team B, who's in the playoffs for the first time in 5 years, can match up with Team A, who's been in the playoffs for, you know, the last 15 years. And he's like, well, the kids who are on Team A and Team B, they haven't played 15 years in a row. It's brand new to them. So, you know, it's a brand new season every year. You hit the reset button. Everybody's 0-0. Everybody has the same opportunity to make the Stanley Cup. And this year just happened that Las Vegas got a group of guys who love playing for each other. They're thriving at home, where the home ice advantage is arguably the best in the league. And here we go. Pony up. Bring on Tampa. Bring on Washington.
Ray, before we get into the Las Vegas Sun Standout Awards, baseball championships. You know, they're going on right now. My nephew and his Boulder City team went to Reno. They lost after back-to-back state championships. Wah, wah, wah. What's going on in town with those games?
Yeah, so the high school sports season just ended last weekend, and you bring up baseball. The Palo Verde Panthers dethroned Basic Hyde. Basic Hyde won two in a row, and in the summer its Legion team won the Legion National Championship, but they lost to Palo. So at the beginning of the baseball season, Bishop Gorman, Basic, both ranked nationally in the top 10. Neither won the state championship. If that doesn't tell you about the talent we have here in Southern Nevada with baseball, obviously we play year-round. So that was good, and Bishop Gorman won its first ever state track championship, got all the graduating senior football players, and right in football they've been great. All those guys played track, and they just blew the competition away. They got their first state championship. Some pretty interesting storylines there.
And going back to the, you know, the fact you were just talking about the talent in the baseball in the Valley, what are some of the kids we should be watching over the next couple years that could possibly become the next great Las Vegas baseball player?
Well, baseball, not quite sure, but if you look at the Rising Star category in our Sun Standout Awards, absolutely loaded. Julian Strother, sophomore at Liberty, right? He's a top 10 recruit nationally. A lot of people say he's better than Shabazz Muhammad, who was Gorman, UCLA League in a year, better than Troy Brown, who was Centennial Oregon for a year, going to be a first-round pick in the upcoming NBA draft. Another kid, Jaden Hardy, his brother Amari, plays for UNLV. He's a finalist for Rising Star. He's a freshman. He's got a ton of scholarship offers, almost scored 30 points a game. And Ma'ai Geoete, linebacker from Faith Lutheran, had 60 varsity tackles as a freshman, right? When we were kids, right, you didn't play as a freshman. You had to play the B team. You had to play in the J's. You had to waste your time, and the kid's already verbally committed to USC. So just right there, it's granted it's not the next Bryce Harper or Joey Gallo, but it's definitely three kids who have a chance to play major college sports, maybe even get paid eventually.
Yeah, looking at this, at some of the kids that are up for awards at the Las Vegas Sun Standout Awards, Nick Campbell, he was shot in the shoulder during 1 October. Yeah. And he made his return to both basketball and track. He is in the Sun Standout Award finalist. Talk a little bit about Nick.
Yeah, just a great kid. It was a kid who, through my relationships with the high school, I was able to interview at the hospital a few days after the shooting. And I went in there not knowing what to expect, and I met a kid that was mature beyond his years, who had a great outlook on life, was thankful to be alive. And, you know, the bullet hit him in the shoulder, you know, 2 inches to the left. It hits him in the head, right?
Wow.
2 inches to the right. His friend who he was there with gets shot and killed. And, you know, the kid was so thankful for, you know, the ability to still be alive. And he's been everywhere, man. He's been to New York to be like on the Megyn Kelly show. He's been on LA for shows. His story is great, and he returned to play junior varsity basketball, averaged about 10 points, 10 rebounds a game, and he ran varsity track, and on his relay team was the son of the police officer who got killed on 1 October. And just a great story. Nick's times weren't as good as they were as a freshman because his lungs are still building up, right? He got shot in the lungs. But the fact that he's out there competing, and he's not going to let the shooting kind of define his life. He's just going to use that to, you know, to push forward. Because, listen, you get shot, you have an opportunity to say, listen, I don't want to play anymore, and nobody would complain.
Yep.
But this kid's like, screw it. You know what? I'm going to go give it my all. And totally admire the kid. Can't wait to honor him. That award is sponsored, actually, by the Golden Knights. And we've got a big surprise from the Knights for Nick, and I can't wait to see the smile on the kid's face.
Oh, that's awesome, man.
That is.
That's really, really cool. Another Justice Etheridge from Centennial. She is a four-time state high school champion, and I don't know if this was a note from you, best three-point shooter that I've ever seen in a girls' game. She is committed to be a Lady Rebel.
Yeah, the best shooter I've seen girls' basketball, without a doubt. They're lucky to get her at UNLV. She was a top, you know, 100 national recruit. She's going to fit in great there. And the best thing is super respected at Centennial, right? She led them to 4 straight state championships. Centennial's a national brand. All their gear is paid for by Nike. They go play around on the Nike circuit. They got a ton of great players. And for her to go over to UNLV, she's going to bring a lot of friends with her. And I think the Lady Rebels are going to be better off with this kid leading the way. just a dynamic shooter. This girl, very shy, very unassuming, very quiet, great kid, and a phenomenal shooter. I can't wait to see her tomorrow night.
That's Ray Brewer from the Las Vegas Sun. You can catch him on Twitter at RayBrewer21. Ray, this is going to be the third annual Sun Standout Awards. It's happening tomorrow, May 23rd, at the South Point Hotel and Spa and Showroom. It's a black tie affair. It's only the third annual, so this is fairly fresh, right? It's getting off the ground. What are your hopes for this going into the future?
Well, I hope that, you know, in 22 years, we're talking about the 25th annual, because I think it's a great event. At the Sun, we do a lot of cool things for high school sports with our high school football and basketball media days we do before the season, and the reaction and the social media impressions and the feedback from the community for our event is off the charts, and I'm so thankful to be part of it, and so thankful that your show took a few minutes to talk about the kids.
Awesome. Definitely, Ray. Well, we really appreciate you giving us a few minutes, and best of luck with that award show tomorrow. It sounds like a load of fun and important, you know, important for the future. It really is, and I'm especially intrigued by that what you got for Nick with the Vegas Knights. I think that's going to be a great moment. So we're wishing you the best of luck, man.
Yes, sir. Have a good day, brother.
Thanks,
too,
Ray.
All right, that was Ray Brewer, Las Vegas Sun. Event's happening tomorrow, the third annual Sun Standout Awards, happening at the South Point.